You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. So glad to have you with us. How can you not move to California? Love, more than just a song. For many, it's tied to their affection for Southern California. And with us, an Angeleno who moved to the East Coast to work, then came back and rediscovered his love, even in a very different Southern California, is Walter Thompson Hernandez, who's the host of California Love, the brand new podcast from LA Studios, which debuts with the prologue and first episode today. Let's listen to a clip from California Love Scared Straight, episode one, in which the graffiti artist known as Sight discusses how he got into graffiti after his mom kicked him out of the house after high school.
That's where graffiti really kicked into high gear, because I was out, depressed, lonely, hungry. And this is the only thing that kept my spirits up, letting that trauma out during graffiti. There's a human need to express yourself. Unfortunately, the lower classes and the impoverished don't have the spaces and the walls to just be creative. They don't own nothing. They can't write in their own apartment building. They're gonna get kicked out. They don't have a house to do in the backyard. So where are they gonna do it at? The streets are their canvas.
All right, Walter, thank you so much for joining us. In this episode, you talk with Sight, a friend of yours, about the graffiti you were doing when you were younger as well. Much of this a very personal podcast, and share with us. You went through the process to tell your own stories.
Hey, Larry. Yeah, it is a really personal podcast. You know, I think this is like a really important show for like several reasons. Number one, I think it's for me like a step in sort of like a direction where, you know, I've been really sort of doing work and stories around like communities around the world, right? And I think for me, like this whole show is about like coming back to LA and coming back home and sort of like reckoning with like all that's changed, like both internally, but also geographically around me, right? So Scared Straight is absolutely an episode that kind of like centers my experience as a young LA graffiti artist, right? Like 10, 11, 13, 14 year old, kind of like trying to make sense of the world, right? Like a world that was really sort of like really bent on, you know, incarcerating young black and brown youth, and like art and graffiti was like a way to essentially stay alive.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I love is that, you know, you reconnect with people who you grew up with, people who, you know, were part of an LA that was somewhat different, because even though you're still a young man, the city has evolved during your lifetime. And you really explore that sort of the, you know, places like Venice and I think you live in Highland Park now, places that have dramatically changed.
Yeah, I really do. You know, I think like this show really does a great job of sort of like highlighting like what LA was, right, to a lot of us who grew up in the early 90s, and kind of thinking about like how we think about memory, right, and place. And also like the show is also really focused on like the present and the future. And I think for a lot of people who are born and raised in LA, like myself, you know, like what we see around us, you know, in terms of like how communities of color have been displaced around the city, like that really, you know, saddens us. And so I think this show is about like California love, and it is about joy, but it's also about dealing with like a deep sense of pain and sadness. And I'm hoping these episodes kind of make sense of all that.
We're talking with Walter Thompson Hernandez, who is the host of California Love, brand new podcast from our LA studios. He's also author of the recent book you've probably seen something about, because Walter's been interviewed so many places, national television programs and the like, for his book, The Compton Cowboys, The New Generation of Cowboys in America's Urban Heartland. And there's that dovetails beautifully with the themes in California Love, because the Cowboys, who've been around for years, have periodically had their story told, but still there's so many Angelenos who weren't familiar with what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Compton Cowboys story, again, is a story that is really near and dear to my heart. You know, it's a story that for me kind of starts as a six-year-old growing up in Southeast LA and seeing black men on horses. And we actually do an episode about the Compton Cowboys on California Love. And it's really like a way to let the Cowboys speak for themselves, right? Like, you know, I've been interviewing people for a while now, and you know, I never really had the opportunity to let people speak for themselves. And this show and these episodes are really a way to do that. You know, like people are telling their own stories in hopes that we can preserve them and their memory.
One of the things I think as a native Angeleno is how there really is no Los Angeles. There is no single story. What I love about our area is that every community, even as it evolves, still has a very strong sense of identity, a sense of place, and that what's great about Southern California is when you go place to place, it has very different feel, very different culture. The restaurants change, people change, and that there is no way to get one's arms around it and say, this is Los Angeles. But you have to kind of embrace that messiness, don't you?
Yeah, we do. You know, I think like for those of us who have been born and raised here, you know, I think like, you know, once we sort of get out of LA, like we kind of understand that, like, you know, other cities are like so much more centralized, right? And LA is so sprawled out. It seems like there are like 25 different downtowns, right? So I think like for a city and for a show like this, you know, it was really important for us to capture different sounds and experiences and voices, with the hope of really sort of like geographically identifying the city, you know, through these episodes.
Now, share this about Scared Straight, because, you know, we think of those of us of a certain age remember the television specials of ex-cons yelling at kids, trying to scare them, you know, away from a life of time. So at-risk kids would come in, essentially get yelled at and terrified. Share with us how you get into that in your podcast, California Love.
Well, you know, it's funny, Larry, because I was actually one of those kids, right? Like, I was one of those kids who was getting yelled at by cons and by officers, you know, and obviously, you know, Scared Straight, as I say in the episode, Scared Straight didn't scare me straight. You know, if anything, it kind of put me on this path where I wanted to be a graffiti artist that much more. Right. But I think, you know, for a lot of folks, like there is this like sort of stigma attached to this idea of Scared Straight. You know, for a lot of us, like it was like a sort of like last hope resort, you know, like so many of us were essentially, you know, written off from society. But I think like what this episode does is really sort of like identify that Scared Straight was a program that ultimately targeted Black and brown youth. But, you know, there was still so much that we experienced. Like we may have been in this program, but we were ultimately kids, you know, trying to make sense of a really complicated world.
Was it your sense that there were any kids that message got through to and turned them around, or did it, you know, like so many of the anti-drug sort of programs, backfire?
Yeah, I think, you know, if I'm being really honest with you, like, I think most of these programs backfired. You know, I think that the intent was to ultimately create like a system that was incredibly punitive, right? Which is a system that I don't believe in. And I think, you know, what these programs tell us and show us even today, right? Especially as this sort of like national movement to like defund police happens, right? Is that like we need more investment in programs that generate like opportunities for like kids to be involved in art and sports and sort of like therapy and counseling, as opposed to Scared Straight, as opposed to these anti-drug programs like the DARE program, right? In the 80s, like I'm completely opposed to those programs. And I think, you know, this episode sort of hopefully shows us that we need more resources for kids like a kid who I was, essentially, you know.
We're talking with Walter Thompson Hernandez, who is the host of California Love, the new podcast from LAS Studios. He's also author of the recently published book, The Compton Cowboys, The New Generation of Cowboys in America's Urban Heartland. Walter, how was it that graffiti was this place for you to express yourself? Because, as you know, there are a lot of people who look at graffiti and think this is destructive. It's essentially vandalism. It's, you know, putting it on people's private property. They have to clean it up. They have to remove it. How for you was it an artistic expression?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great question. I think, you know, on the surface, like when we look at, you know, graffiti on the walls in LA and on freeways and buses, I think it's really hard to sort of think about graffiti in like a really reductive way, right? Like I think our initial impulse is to be like, oh, that looks awful, like we are damaging private property. And sometimes, you know, that is the case, right? I think, you know, I can't sit here and tell you that it's not sort of like a form of vandalism because of the laws that we uphold. But I think, you know, at its core, like, you know, I'm always trying to, you know, ask deeper questions, right? And so when I see graffiti on the walls, I'm not asking, like, you know, why it was put on that wall, but like, what made this young person, right, you know, feel the need to express themselves in this way? And so when I think about graffiti and art, like, I think about the sort of like the under-resourced nature of, you know, the LAUSD school system and how we need more investment in arts, like more investment in resources that allow these like really creative and really genius young minds to express themselves in other ways, right? And like, I say that, and I'm not opposed to graffiti. I think it's so beautiful that, you know, we can sort of like create these like worlds on walls. Like, I agree with that, but I also think that, you know, it's really sometimes like a call for help, right? Like, I think graffiti artists are often, like I was, you know, dealing with so much at home and feeling unseen and invisible that like the only measure that we could take was to, you know, hold a spray can in our hands and put our names on walls.
Walter, in doing the multiple episodes of the podcast California Love, what did you learn about your city that maybe, you know, even with your two stints living here, your childhood and then, you know, coming back after being a New York Times reporter, what did you learn in these conversations?
Yeah, I learned so much, you know, like I think I learned that the communities who I identify with, right, Black and brown communities to me are so beautiful and so, you know, inspiring to me. And just like the amount of fortitude and perseverance that it takes to be a Black and brown person in LA to me is inspiring. And it was really beautiful to see that, you know, that in spite of gentrification and in spite of being over-policed in our communities, like we still find moments where we, you know, are able to locate our humanity and express joy. And I think a big part of this show, you know, is that, right? Like, it's sort of like shedding light on our humanity.
Well, and one thing that I don't know whether it corresponded with the time period that you were away, but Los Angeles now being a Latino city, essentially. I mean, that is the majority population, very different than my youth in Los Angeles when L.A. was a blacker city. Right. And there was, of course, a longstanding Mexican-American, Central American population, but not of the size and influence that it is today. And is that something that maybe indirectly you examine that?
Yeah, you know, like I'm the child of a Black father and Mexican mother, right? So everything that I do is rooted in that sort of like sensibility, you know. All that I do is rooted in sort of like shedding light on the experiences of Black and brown people. For me, LA is majority Latino today. And I think like that's obviously a product of migration and sort of like a lot of the experiences and turmoil that, you know, has been caused in Central America to uproot folks, right? But I also think, you know, it's also a story about the displacement of Black folks, right? I think the fact that African-American folks have had to leave and get sort of forced out of LA, to me, is a story that we need to talk more about. And I think, you know, the fact that our homeless population is, I think, a majority African-American, to me, our conversations that, you know, like, we need to have those conversations. Like, this show doesn't do a specific job of addressing that, but, you know, it's pretty clear how I feel about the world politically and racially.
Yeah, and I meant indirectly, because I know much of these are personal conversations. You're not doing a news show, I understand.
Right, I'm not.
But this sort of, this is reflective of the new Los Angeles. Walter, right. Great to talk with you. Congratulations on the podcast. The prologue and episode one are out today. Wherever people get their podcasts, it's available from LAS Studios. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Larry.
All right. Walter Thompson Hernandez, the host of California Love. His new book, also The Compton Cowboys, came out just back in April. The new generation of cowboys in America's urban heartland. Remind you that new episodes are released weekly every Thursday, but you can get right there with the first prologue and first episode today. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC, back in 90 seconds.